Nice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I thought we were. Okay. No, we're good.
Wait, let me. Nice.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a comment section? No.
There's not a comment section.
Because it's not on Skype.
Ah.
It's not on Tinder either. Hello and welcome back to episode 8 of the No Hate, Just Facts podcast. I'm your half a host, Rhett.
And the other half, Joseph.
And this is our second recording today. We're trying to grind out a bunch of episodes because we've got a busy week coming up. And
got distracted.
So we're going to have a special guest on in about an hour, so we've got time to... We've got time to record another episode. So, what did we miss in the last episode?
Bro, we missed so much.
It'd been so long since we've been doing it, so there was so much that we missed talking about. I felt like I kind of controlled the last episode talking a lot.
That's fine.
So if you want to get caught up now, now's your chance.
I don't want to take over the episode.
Remember the last time you did that?
Yeah, and the last time
I did that, you deleted it.
Not on purpose.
No, you definitely did it on purpose.
It was just circumstantial.
You were threatening me with it, and you executed it.
All the evidence was circumstantial to that.
No, it wasn't.
You're right, it wasn't. So I'm still, you know, in the last episode, I mixed up that vitamin C stuff.
Yeah, and you're still.
I'm still working on it. I forgot about it while we ate lunch, so I'll take a swig.
Oh, how is it? Oh, okay. How is it, Dad?
It's not that good.
It's not?
No.
Well, you drank more. Oh my gosh, the announcements.
So many announcements. So kick us off here on something. Let's get going.
So, this weekend, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't this weekend, was it? I was gonna mention whenever you said we could play Red Dead.
Oh, that was That was Sunday morning when I texted you.
Yeah, it was this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And I was... No, not that.
It was Saturday night. When was that?
Wait. No, the other day whenever you
okay, there's been two times recently.
Yeah, and I'm very upset that we didn't get to play, but I am glad to hear you said... Earlier you mentioned that you would play with me. But you're broke and you don't got a PSN at the moment.
Yeah.
When did that go out?
I have a confession to make.
It's probably been out for like a month, huh? And you've just been...
I have a confession to make.
Me.
I have a confession to make, and I feel like I should make it here.
Okay.
Do you know how I pay for my PlayStation Plus?
No. What do you mean? What? No.
I have a debit card linked to my PlayStation account.
Yes.
So do you know how easy it would have been for me to renew it?
You literally would have just had to press the button.
Two buttons. I was actually... here's what happened. We settled for a 10 o'clock... It was Monday night. I know now.
Monday night,
I played
night,
music
yeah.
Monday, then I... So we settled for 10 to 11, right?
Yeah.
So at about 9:30, I powered it up, made sure all the... Don't do that.
Oh,
made
sorry.
Sure all the updates were good to go. And then I went and took a shower, and I came back, and I realized that my PlayStation Plus was out of date.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of tired. I was kind of ready just to go to bed. So I used that as an excuse.
I hate you. But you had time to power it up and boot it at the
like my intentions,
at the main screen.
My intentions, I didn't really want to play that bad, but I knew
I
promised
you. So,
you. So I was like doing everything I could.
I was so excited. I was running like playing Red Dead, and I was running around in Blackwater, and I was like
explain
trying
to them what Red Dead is in case they don't know.
Okay, so we play this game. It's called Red Dead Redemption 2. It came out 2019, I think. No, 2018, right? I think it's 2018 it came out. 2018 or 2019. I don't remember.
18.
Okay. And it's basically a third person like shooter game, and it's open world, so that just means like you can make a lot of your own decisions, and there's like a lot of like own actions that you can take, and it's like you have like this wide open map, this really big map, and it has like different like biomes and different like states that you can go in, and it's like it's a like a Western game basically, and you play as, like, you play two characters, like, in the beginning of the game. No spoilers, but you play as Arthur, and then towards the end, you play as a character named John, and they're both outlaws, part of the Vanderland game.
What? Anyway, so
there's an online portion, right? And it's like if you play GTA 5, it's made by Rockstar, the same people, so it's kind of the same concept, basically,
yeah,
but in
Western form. It's really an amazing game.
It is because
it's so different.
There's so much to it. Like, there's a lot you can do, and it's fun. I like the open world setting and playing around as a cowboy.
Yeah,
cool.
I wish there was more stuff. Like, it's a classic GTA game where it's like, you know those memes where they try to open the car door?
Yeah, and then
that's
it's
little stuff like that that I don't like.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But that was okay.
It's open world to the point of, like, I want a true open world game. Like a 100% open world game.
How do you mean? Like,
literally
100%. We talking Minecraft style?
Yes.
It would be cool if they'd...
Like,
I don't know how that would work, though.
Say
like
they
you
had
have that
a game,
game,
like, set up like GTA, right?
Right.
Except you could go in every building. You could drill a hole in the concrete in the sidewalk on the middle of the street.
That's crazy. You know how much it would take to make that game?
Yeah, I know. It'd be crazy, but that's, like, it's coming. Like, I bet that's a thing before too long.
I'm excited. But so far, the best we have, Minecraft, Red Dead...
Yeah.
That's about it.
Just Cause is a very limited open world game as well. You never go inside on your own. Think about that. On Just Cause 3, you never go in a building.
Really? So it's just like all outside?
Yes. Or at a military base.
That's kind of lame. Yeah, they need to do that more. Rockstar, they don't really have a lot of interiors. In Red Dead, you can go to, like, shops, stores, whatever.
And that's a really cool aspect.
But there is a lot of buildings that you can go into that don't serve any purpose, which I like. You know, and there's, like, just, like, a lot of locations. There's caves in the game.
There's caves?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's a mine shaft that you can go into.
Really?
It's big.
Maybe I should play this game
again. You should play because there's a lot to it, dude. Yeah, there's mine shafts that you can go into, and there's, like, what else? I'm trying to think of, like, other like, interiors, but that's about, I think that would be about it, like, and then there's, like, just, there's, I think you can get into boats, too, I'm not sure.
Really?
I don't think so. Because, remember that one time, I don't know if you were there, we were playing and the game was glitching out, and there's, like, a boat on land.
Yeah.
I fell inside the boat, but it didn't really have an interior.
We went to Guarm.
Bro, Guarm, okay. That's not part of the game, but it was, like...
I mean, it is. It's part of the story mode.
It's part of the story mode. That's crazy, though, that you could access it like that.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
No, I think it was accidental. They had it in the game files, but they didn't take it out of online. They just left it there, but they didn't give you a way to access it. I should say access it properly, right?
Right. Because you can get there, and we have done it.
Do we tell that? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of boring. We're talking about games here.
Yeah.
Right?
For people who don't, or not, I personally wouldn't want to listen to people talk. I'm not a huge gamer.
You're not a gamer, bro.
I'm not.
Why?
What?
I hate you.
I'm a fake gamer, Leo says.
You're
like,
are you a casual gamer?
Yeah, I'm a casual gamer. I like games
here
when it's convenient.
Idiot.
No, I like to play Minecraft every now and then, maybe once every couple weeks. I'm just not a you know, me and you were talking about the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be worth it for me because I wouldn't play it enough.
Yeah, I think that's the issue because,
like, everyone consumes content in so many different ways.
Right.
And for me, my content consumption is not in video game form. It's more of like YouTube or something like that.
I understand. Like, I wish I would use my Switch more, you know? It's there, it's available to me. I just don't play it that much.
I can see how, like, maybe over time you could pay it off by, like, how much do you use it, you know, and how much is each time worth to you?
Right, because like people say, you know, time is money, and the amount of time you spend on it will basically pay for itself, if that makes any sense.
Right, and if you play it a lot, I mean, it would very quickly be paid off.
Yeah, It's fun to play with people, I think, you know?
Yeah. I would never play alone. If I didn't have people to play with, I would never play video games.
So, like, the game we were playing earlier, Mario Tennis Aces, uh-huh. Right?
I couldn't see myself playing that alone.
It's the, like, so it has, like, a story mode. Like, it's called the Adventure Mode, and basically, it's like tennis, but it has, like, a different, it has, like, different formats for, like, each level. Each level has, like, its own challenge and stuff. Like, you have to shoot through hoops. You can't let the person, you can't let the ball pass you, or you can't let the person get it, you know, that has, like, different challenges and stuff, and it's okay, but it's, like, it can get really difficult, too. It's, like, a really skill-based game. Like, you gotta understand, like, the placement of, like, where your character is and where your enemy is at,
mm-hmm.
You know, or your opponent, I should say, not enemy. But it's, like, it can get really complicated. Like, you can get so in-depth with it. Like, you can, like, be, like, almost to the point, like, mathematical about it, you know?
In what?
Like, in the sense that, like, let's say, like, I want to determine every point of the court that helps me make the best shots or best placement, right?
Right.
And I want to coordinate, or I want to predict where you're going to go so I can avoid hitting the ball towards you.
I think that's just something that comes along with the experience aspect of it. Like,
right.
The more you play, the more it, what's it called when you press L?
Which?
When you hold that down.
Oh, your special shot?
Yeah. So when you use the special shot, like, I've been able to block you a couple times.
Right.
And it's just, like, I can't do it every time, but it's, like, the practice and timing, like, each time it seems like it helps me more.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what you're saying, but...
And there's just, like, a lot more to it, too. Like, you have, like, the little dash, the trick move, where you double tap the top button, and, like, you do, like, each character does, like, their own little thing, but...
Mm-hmm.
Who are you playing as that does, like, a cartwheel?
Luigi.
Yeah.
No. The one you were playing as when we shut it off earlier. Who was that? The yellow...
Oh, Boom Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the wizard. I don't know.
Kamek?
Yeah.
He kind of slept.
He's pretty
there's
good.
Like, there's, like, different, you know, classes. You, like,
Luigi
Kamek
was pretty good on, like, saving the ball if it was about to go out of bounds or something.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, his class is, like, there's different classes, right? There's, like, there's all around.
He's an all around.
There's speedy, there's defensive, there's tricky, and there's technical. Oh, and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And each one is just, like, it's good for certain things.
Yeah.
You know? But I would say by far the best class to play as is defensive.
Really?
Because they have the best reach, so it's, like, really hard to get the ball past them. And speedy is good whenever you want to get up right on the net, so you want to return the balls really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy that game, but like I said, I would never play it if it was like alone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how often do you plug it into your TV and play by yourself?
I haven't, like,
yeah.
Probably a couple months.
PlayStation or Switch? Which one are you picking?
PlayStation.
How come?
I like... Well, for one, it has Red Dead.
That's
true. Switch doesn't have Red Dead. And for another, it has online, which the Switch does, but since it's, like, it has, like, a very limited amount of, like, titles, they're mostly, like, you know, Nintendo titles.
Yeah.
The online is not, like, super exciting or anything, because you have, like, Red Dead, and you can interact with other players, right, and
mm-hmm.
And form posses and stuff like that. It's, like, none of the Nintendo games are going to give you that.
What's an upcoming Nintendo game you're excited for? Like, is there something coming out?
Not that I can think of for Nintendo.
Nothing related to the Olympics?
Oh! But...
A little segue into... We were talking about this
okay,
earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And, because I'd mentioned, like, golf or something.
Right. And, and I mentioned that you... So, Nintendo, every time, like, they have an Olympics or, like, a... You know, like, the normal Olympics or the Snow Olympics, they
yeah.
will release...
The Winter Olympics?
Yeah, Winter Olympics. The Snow Olympics. Well, hey, there's snow, okay?
The cold Olympics.
The cold Olympics and the warm Olympics.
Summer Olympics happen, what, every 4 years?
Yeah, and I think it's supposed to be this year, right?
Yeah.
So they should release it.
Where's it at this year?
I don't.
Is coronavirus going to put a halt to that?
Uh-oh. Why do I... I don't know where it's at. Why do I feel like it's in North Korea?
Why do I feel like it's in China?
Uh-oh.
let me look this up. I feel like China, it's not North Korea.
Remember you in what's the capital?
Pyongyang.
Pyongyang, they're building an Olympic like stadium there, weren't they?
I don't know.
No, there's no way we could have Olympics there. They would do things, undescribable things.
Tokyo.
Really?
Yeah, I was close.
Okay.
Sort of.
I was close too.
We were both close.
Yeah. So Tokyo.
July 24th to August 9th. It's only 2 weeks. I thought it was like a lot bigger deal than that. As the games of the 22nd Olympiad.
It's the 22nd game? Olympics?
I guess.
Okay.
2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. 2024 Summer Olympics to be held in Paris.
What?
Oh, this is going to be cool. 2028 Summer Olympics to be held in Los Angeles.
That's good.
That's cool.
Finally. Well, it's probably been in the U.S. before, but not in our recent, like, not in our lifetimes.
Pyeongchang, it was there in 2018.
It was?
Yeah. Pyeongchang is in South Korea. Pyongyang is in North Korea.
Okay. I'm dummy dumb.
Yeah, that was the Winter Olympics anyway.
Okay. So will they hold one in North Korea?
I don't know. I really can't see that happening. Maybe the Winter Olympics are just every 2 years.
Yeah, they are. They're staggered.
Okay, let me search this up. Keep talking.
Talk about what? Okay, about the Olympics. So the Olympics, I like them. They're cool. It's funny because since they're like they're so spread out, you have it like each 4 years, right? And it's like each 4 years you change so much and you find something like new to appreciate about it, you know. So it's like I thought. I'm trying to think on the last game, what I thought was really cool. I really like the high jumping events for some reason. I thought those were cool, but this upcoming Summer Olympics, I'll probably find something like else to get interested in.
I've always thought the Olympics were kind of strange.
I just like how much like exposure they give to like these sports and stuff and these athletes. I think it's really neat, you know.
It's crazy to me that it happens every 4 years. Say you're so close, you decide not to go this year because you want to train more. You gotta wait four. You know what can happen in 4 years?
You could get married and have a child.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what athletes do, you know?
So it doesn't look like... okay, here you go. North and South Korea will seek to jointly host the 2032 Summer Olympics.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah, that's kind of...
Say it again?
North Korea and South Korea want to host the 2032 Summer Olympics together.
And is it going to be in North Korea?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
They
can do that?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
North and South Korea hate each other.
Who's going to stop them?
Stop what?
Them from joint...
They won't. Because if they hate each other, they won't do that.
Oh, no. Fine. They probably won't then.
I just can't see that happening. That's why it's not, like, official yet, I guess.
Right. Like, it's just, like, they're just saying that.
That's only 3 Olympics away. Well, after this one, we'll have 24, 28, and 32, so yeah.
That's a long time from now. So, yeah, probably a lot will change by then.
Did you watch you said you watched the Olympics last time they were on, right?
Yeah.
I always thought the swimming was kind of cool.
I do like swimming, too. Shout out Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Didn't he get in some trouble last time he went down there?
No, that was somebody else. It was in Brazil last time. It was... What's his name?
Ryan Lochte.
Lochte?
Yeah. Yeah, Brazil. Yep.
Yep. He got
like a DUI or something or like a...
No, it wasn't that. It was more controversial than that, wasn't it?
I thought he was just intoxicated in public. That's not a DUI, but...
I don't know. They have different politics in Brazil.
Anyway, is he going to be competing in the 2020 Olympics?
I thought it got, like, banned or something.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. For sure.
Shout out Ryan Lockie.
Yeah.
For being
he
a mad lad.
He should be a guest.
Yeah. He should be like part of like the announcing team or whatever.
You get that's how you know you've made it. Once you've played a sport and then now you host the sport, like you announce the sport on ESPN, that's how you know you've made it. Or that you haven't made it.
How so?
Like Shaquille O'Neal. Now he made it, right?
Yeah.
Now he does that.
He announces?
Yeah.
Besides being in a lot of commercials?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he does it all, you know?
Like he's very busy.
Tim Tebow? He didn't really make it.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
He's playing Major League Baseball now. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
He used to be a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Now he plays Major League Baseball.
Why?
I don't think he's a starter, though.
Oh.
I think he's just on the roster. Russell Wilson, do you know who that is?
No.
He's the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
What do you used to play?
He's the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Sorry.
He's on the Yankees roster, and he plays in spring training.
But why do you mention him for?
Because that's kind of cool how they can play two professional sports.
Okay, I see. I mean, why not?
Like, I guess in theory you could play as many professional sports as you wanted if you were good enough.
Right.
I don't think there's a limiting factor that separates those.
Yep, I'm doing it again.
You're doing it again. Like, I'm here, I'm almost finished up with my vitamin C, and you're
Where's my vitamin C, is my question.
Did you want one?
Yes.
I'll bring you one. Not tomorrow, I won't be here.
Why won't you be here? Oh, piggy.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk about your piggy.
How we never talked about that, did we?
Yep, we can talk about that. There we go.
How in-depth did I go with it before?
You didn't. You just mentioned it, I think.
Okay, so basically, I had a pig that I raised, fed it, tried to. There's a lot of different aspects to it, like walking it, getting it filled out with muscle and fat how you want in different places, and then you take it and you show it, right?
Right.
And you get like if there's a class, say there's like. For me, for example, I was in the heavyweight class with her because she weighed 291 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So there was another pig that weighed 288 pounds.
Is it better the heavier they are? Or
it just depends how they're filled out.
So explain what the judge is like, what they're looking for exactly.
They're looking for, like, when they walk, they want their head up.
Okay.
They want a straight back. They want to be able to see a ridge in the back that shows muscle tone.
Okay.
They want to be able to see, like, nice muscle in the hams.
That's the back legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where you get a ham from. And then in the flank, they want...
What's that?
The flank is, like, if I'm a pig, it's right here.
Oh.
It's, like, the part that can... It's kind of like my hip.
Oh, like
the inside of my hip.
Like how it's kind
of
angled like this, maybe?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
So they want meat on the flank. They want muscle all around. They want them to be pretty filled out, filled out, sorry, through the stomach, but there's different aspects to it. So there was two pigs in my class. You go out there and show them, and he picks the one he likes the best, and out of those, they go into a breed class. So then you would pick a breed champion, and then from the breed, which it's a Duroc, they would pick a overall champion or a grand champion. I won my class, and that's it. I didn't win breed or grand champion, obviously. And now I'm going to one of arguably the largest livestock shows in the country.
That is?
Huh?
That is?
OYE.
You guys kept on mentioning that, and I didn't know what that means. What does that stand for?
It stands for Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Okay.
And it's basically, there'll be 4,500 pigs there probably.
Yeah.
So it's pretty tough competition.
So, with your pig exactly, do they prefer different breeds, or do they like that breed, or is
no,
there better
every
breeds?
Every breed has its perks. For example, if you want the highest probability of winning, you're probably gonna want a cross or a hamp, because a crossbred pig has been Like, now
is it a specific cross that they want, or just like any kind of cross?
It depends on what you want in your pig.
Okay.
So, no.
Sorry.
It's like taking the two best breeds and mixing them together, and you get a cross. So you get the best of both worlds.
Okay.
So in theory, you have the best pig, right? Huh?
Thank you.
So, in theory, you would have the best pig that way. So
what are the best breeds then?
I'm not sure. I don't feel comfortable answering that.
Okay. Well, which ones do you like?
I like Durocs because they're pretty docile.
Okay.
They're easy to work with, and I've found myself getting attached to them. It's weird. You would think that's weird, but if you spend enough time with it, you will.
Is it like a little dog?
It's just like they're just like dogs. It's crazy.
And so explain to me how you like, so you train it like to do certain things, right?
To walk a certain way.
Okay.
To move, you have to be able to be in control of it to make it move where you want it to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you just have to work with it.
How does that, like how do you do that?
You have what they call a bat or a whip, and it's like a, it's just like a long stick.
Okay.
And you can move it. Change directions with it. You make it go forward, make it stop, make it back up.
And they obey you?
Yeah, over time, working with it.
Okay. So you do that, you train them, and so you take them to the show. What do you call it?
Yeah, I just call it a show. I don't know.
You take them to the show, and then you bring them in the ring, and then do you just take it around the ring a couple laps?
There'll be a judge standing in the ring.
Oh, okay.
And you want to keep the pig between you and the judge. So you never want to step in front of the judge. You always want to try and walk it right in front of him.
So
where he can see it.
So judge, pig, and then you.
Yeah.
And then you're just, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
And so you're just basically, so how is it like a time limit or is it laps?
No,
or
it's just until he decides what he likes best.
Okay. And then while you're doing that, are you trying to make it like do tricks like backflips and front flips and cartwheels and
I'm working on the backflips.
So what do you make your pig do?
I just try to make her walk with her head up, not too fast. You want to really show that flexibility in their movement.
That's it's so weird to me that you can like take
there's so much to it.
Yeah.
Most people would think like, oh,
That's
just a country thing, you know. But there's so much, people that are really, I'm not really good at it, but there's people that are really good at it.
Right.
And it's like it's something to be proud of. I mean, it's an accomplishment if you can pull that off.
To me, it's just kind of weird that they made like a,
now this
they made a
thing
out of
crazy.
It, you know?
So if you win your class, you get what they call a premium sale. So they will auction off your pig, but you get to keep all the money. So it's like just a donation, right?
Well, you give away your pig?
No.
Oh.
No.
What? I don't
okay,
understand.
So I made the premium sale, right? So then I take, all these people come, and you take your pig out there again, and they auction it off.
Auction what off?
The pig. But you keep all the money. They just basically make a donation. So my pig sold for $950, right?
Yeah.
And then they can do add-ons, so people can add on money to that. So people add $100, $25, $50 here and
why
there, right?
Why would they do that for if they're not getting the pig?
Because that's just part of the whole like showing thing.
That's weird to me. I don't really
that's understand. That's how people are able to buy other animals and start. It's not cheap. It's a very expensive thing.
Yeah.
But so I made $950, right, just from her without add-ons. So say you win at OYE, the grand champion pig will probably bring up to $60,000.
Really?
Yes.
And that pig is worth a lot, right? So
yes, it's the best pig. Yeah.
They can take the pig and.
So what they'll do is they'll want to buy it and breed it, so they can raise others.
Right.
So because people will want that strand, so they will take like, you can buy like, I don't know what they're called exactly, but you can buy like, basically semen from a pig to give to your pigs, like.
They're
so
all
like
girls?
Huh?
They're all female pigs?
No. What?
You said you buy semen to give to your pig.
Yeah, well, if you have a gilt that you want to breed.
Okay.
And so, like, they do that with bulls, like bucking bulls and that kind of stuff, too. Like, if there's,
gotcha.
Like, a really good one.
Right.
Then you pay a lot of money for this,
they
this
want
gene.
That.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of money up there in that. So it's kind of it's my first time going, so I'm not sure exactly what to expect, but it should be exciting.
So
it's almost time for our guest.
Really?
I'm getting excited.
Oh, geez. It is getting close.
We probably need to wrap this up pretty quick. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, so what are you going to do for next time that you show it?
What, like next year?
You're showing it next year?
Oh, I'll get a new one by then.
Why would you get a new one?
Because you can't show this one again.
Oh, you can't?
No, it won't be. No, it won't be the right age or weight or anything.
Oh, okay. So what do you do with that pig then?
Sell it.
Why would somebody want that pig?
Are you going to make me say it?
Say it.
Let's just say that they're going to make it their pet.
No, that's not what they...
No, honestly, more than likely what's going to happen, if someone buys her for a sow, they will breed her and then have other pigs, you know, like raise pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, her option is either to raise pigs or she'll be butchered, like for meat.
Yummy.
Well, I'm not going to do either one of those things. I'm just going to... probably end up selling her just because it'd be too expensive to try and keep it and everything, you know. So
I bet she tastes good though.
Anyway,
you don't want to think about that, do you?
Well, all the animal rights people are probably going crazy right now. I was talking about this, so we better wrap it up, I guess.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. This was episode 8. Episode 9, we'll have our first special guest. It'd be kind of cool if we had that on episode 10, but oh well.
Oh well.
Oh, we could though. We could make it.
No,
anyway, we'll figure
it out.
Don't
try to finesse the system.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Peace.